morning and welcome to day two. Today we're going to look at the moment of Judas's betrayal found in John 13, 21 through 30. You know, Judas's decision to betray Jesus didn't happen overnight. Matthew 26, 14 through 16 recounts how Judas approached the chief priests and asked, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" His love of money had grown to the point where he was willing to betray his friend, his teacher, his Lord, for 30 pieces of silver. This act of betrayal was not a spur-of-the-moment decision. It was a culmination of the greed that had been festering in his heart. Now, as we find in John 13, 21 through 30, we find this capturing of the tension and sorrow in the room as Jesus announces that one of his disciples would betray him. The disciples were confused. They didn't know who Jesus was referring to, which indicates how well Judas had hidden his inner turmoil. Even as Judas received the bread from Jesus, symbolizing his betrayal, none of the other disciples realized what was happening. Judas had kept his sin hidden so deeply that it even went unnoticed by those closest to him. But Jesus knew. He had seen the growing darkness in Judas's heart, and yet he still extended love and grace to him until the very end. I reflected on how Judas's actions were fueled by the unchecked love of money, which led him to betray the very person he had once followed as a disciple. As you take time to process this, you know, think about how our small, unchecked sins grow into larger ones over time. You know, what does Jesus' response to Judas in John 13 teach us about grace and forgiveness, even in the face of betrayal? Are there areas where you are tolerating sin, thinking it won't lead to anything serious? Would you take time today to confess these areas to God, asking for His strength to resist temptation and walk in holiness? Will you join me in a time of prayer? Heavenly Father, will you just help us be aware of the small temptations and sins that can lead us away from you? Guard our heart against the love of anything that might take your place. God, we ask for your grace and forgiveness for the times that we have compromised. Strengthen us to resist temptation and follow you wholeheartedly. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Thanks for joining us today. I hope this blessed you. I hope you've been working through and figuring out the sins that have been hidden in your life. I pray that through the Word and through the Spirit that God has been revealing them. Hey, make sure you join us tomorrow for day three as we talk about when sin grows in the dark. And we will look at Ephesians 4:27 and not giving the enemy a foothold in our lives.